A Pemberton dental clinic is reportedly no longer able to care for its youngest patients. Families who had appointments coming up received notification that Big Sky Dental would no longer be able to care for children. The text explained the change was indefinite and due to a staff shortage. Pemberton resident Haley Stewart Lee received a text from Big Sky Dental canceling the family's appointments on October 9 and 20. Due to short staffing, we need to cancel appointment on October 9 and we are unable to see kids indefinitely, it read. Sorry about the inconvenience. I will keep you posted if the situation changes. She told Peak her child had built a rapport with their dentist and will struggle with the change. For us, it's tough as our child is neurodivergent, so trust for them in a place is hard to find, said Lee. She is now worried they won't be able to find a new dentist as new patients can struggle to get on the books at a clinic. Big Sky hasn't taken on new clients in a couple of years, said Lee. Lisa Corcoran's children were also affected by the sudden change in policy. She booked an appointment for her eldest son in January for July 15. After breaking a tooth, the young boy needed to be seen sooner rather than later. He is missing half a tooth, said Corcoran. We had an orthodontist appointment right after and they sent a referral to our dentist to get him in more urgently. That was months ago, and I didn't hear back. Our appointment was coming up, so I emailed them about the broken tooth. He asked what it was and I replied. Then, seemingly out of the blue, the concerned mom received a text that the dentist would no longer be able to see kids due to a staffing issue. I am so disappointed, said Corcoran. I feel like they don't care. If they cared at all, they would at least see my son and check out his tooth. Corcoran also had questions about the new rules. Why is it kids specifically they won't see? She asked. I think kids' teeth are more important because they have their whole life to live with them. Peak reached out to Big Sky Dental multiple times, but did not receive a response in time for publication.